If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world we all share.
Hello, my name is Ernest, and this is Advanced Perception, where a very life-experienced old guy like me offers unconventional advice on a variety of life situations and troubles. Now, let's jump into this. I want to fill you in on something that actually very few people know about, and that is the fact that many of your life issues or problems are compounded by one simple problem. You're not listening. Now, lots of people have lots of information, especially here on, you know, places like YouTube or podcasts. Many of them claim that in one way or the other, they have the answer. They may, in fact, claim that they have the answers to your problems. But the problem with that is it's ridiculous from the very beginning, because really, how in the hell can they have the answers to your problems when your problems are unique? Now, I'm claiming that I do have answers to your problems. But what sets this apart is that I want to talk about your problems specifically. Now, in order for that to happen, you have to actually be listening. And overall, by and large, there's no communication between us because the questions are not being asked. The questions, I'm saying, coming from you, they're not being asked. And they're not being asked for this simple reason. You're too damn distracted. And you can't get the information if you're constantly distracted. And I probably don't need to tell you what those distractions are, but I'm going to do that anyway. I'm talking about the million distractions that you have, and the vast majority of them come from the so-called smartphones. I'm talking about constantly being besieged by just endless drivel. Anything whatsoever, anything that could be thought of to keep you distracted. So the people such as myself that really want to help you, even if I had the best information in the world, it's not going to get through at all if you're not listening. So it's a big circle. It's the dog chasing its tail kind of scenario. Now, if you want to have those issues in your life addressed, you're going to have to do that yourself. But you will also need proper information to do that. And once again, if you want that kind of information, you're going to get it by listening and asking questions. And I'm really surprised a lot of times that I've given people, I mean, even on a personal level, I've given them a world of information and I get the deer in the headlights look. And they say, okay. And then I run into them, I don't know, a few weeks or a month or so later, and I bring up what what they were talking about, what the issue was in their life. And I said, well, did you try? As I said, this, that, and the other. Oh, no. I haven't gotten around to it. I'm too busy. So there you have it. It always goes full circle that the best message in the world, and I don't care what it is, but the best message in the world does nothing if it falls on deaf ears. So, what do we do about that? Well, if you're me, you do what I'm doing right now. You try to bring, you know, people into a state of awareness about this. And part of that is to let them know that you do have something which is actively meant. It is purposely designed and actually meant to constantly distract you. If you would set aside, I don't know, 10 minutes, whatever the length of this particular episode is, and if you do that, it might break that that distraction wave, as I call it, and you might say, wow, that sounds really interesting. Maybe I should check into this, or I mean, it's not costing you anything. In other words, you have nothing to lose. The only thing you do have to lose is if you're not listening. Listening is something that is very important, but it all depends on, you know, what you're listening to. And if you want to spend your time constantly listening to things which ultimately don't really have a damn bit of usage in your life or anyone's life, the bigger picture, let's say, if it doesn't, you know, even remotely attempt to answer the problems of the bigger picture, let's say, then it's time wasted. Then when you total all of this up, whether it be over the, you know, course of a few weeks or a few months, or hell, even a few years, and you look back on all this, and not really a damn thing has changed, well, it hasn't changed because you weren't listening, and apparently for that reason, you don't exactly get how important the message is, so as a consequence, you don't act, so as a consequence of that, nothing really changes. So again, we're constantly in a loop. Now, remember, as I said, this is by design. It's not by accident. It is out of design. One of the main reasons for this, that the controlling interest in this country and society as a whole is that, and they found this out, for instance, it's the old thing of, you know, going back to the time of Rome and bread and circuses, is that if you keep the masses of people occupied enough, just, it doesn't matter what it is, just anything, doesn't matter. It could be, you know, ads, information, anything, you know, mother in Calcutta has baby with six heads, and then, you know, make a 45-minute docuseries out of that. You know, that kind of nonsense. The point is to keep them distracted and entertained. Now, I don't necessarily per se have a problem with entertainment, but when everything is, and I mean everything, including what's supposed to be important in life, is based on entertainment, I have a problem with that. Because, like I said, you end up wasting away your entire life and you haven't really gotten anywhere. So with this, just this very message, all I'm really trying to put across here is that I want to give, on my end, I like to give the most useful, practical, good advice that I can. But if no one's reacting, you're either not hearing my voice or, again, you're too damn distracted. Now, I go on YouTube regularly and I check, same thing with my podcast, and I check the audio is just fine. So because of that, the only other thing that's left is that apparently, again, no one's listening. So what does one say? I mean, what do you say about this? Well, you say you have a society that is so busy surviving, you know, work and all the other things that entails, you know, culture, hustle culture and everything else. They are simply so distracted that I suppose they feel as though that if they dedicated just a whopping 10 minutes to actually put distractions away and actually focus, that somehow they're going to lose something. When actually, it's entirely the reverse. It's been my observation that this society is, it's lost its ability to basically communicate, except on, again, the simplest, most superficial level, like, I don't know, when they go out and order a combo meal or, you know, celebrity gossip or anything else that is just totally superficial and actually, when it boils right down to it, has really nothing good or productive to offer to their lives. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to put this out here and hopefully to get your thoughts and thoughts about anything. But the important part is just to put this out here to see how many of you of my subscribers or what have you out there are actually listening and, you know, want to give me a comment or a thought or anything that's on your mind. I mean, after all, you wouldn't go to a tavern or a pub or some other kind of local watering hole where you're supposed to do something called socializing with other people and immediately sit there and pop out your smartphone and start paging through that and absolutely ignoring all the other people around you, would you? Would you? I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions about this or any of my other episodes, you can reach out to me via my contact link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, besides hitting that subscribe button, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.